Let's talk more about sports. It's so exciting that sports are back.
I
Carol
know. Are you
in.
guys excited at home?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, we can't get enough. I mean, you got lacrosse coming up this weekend. We got a little baseball to watch. Not that my kids care about baseball. But so much going on. The NBA on the verge of coming back. We'll see what happens in the fall. Obviously, a lot of big questions. So many questions for Noel LaMontagne. He is a director at Verdant Capital Advisors, joining us on the phone from Los Angeles. Noel, you're a former NFL player, former professional athlete. You got to be excited too, right?
I'll tell you what, just to have something get going that we don't know the ending to already, or we
Yeah.
haven't watched many
That's so
times,
true.
it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Well
Whatever form,
said.
whatever it looks like, it's going to be great.
Well said.
And so, what do you make of it so far? Because, I mean, this is ultimately, we're Bloomberg after all. I mean, this is an economic story. This is a business story in many ways. Part of why these teams had to get back on the field, and certainly in the case of baseball, we're talking on opening day here, a much delayed opening day, was, and how tortured it was largely owing to, let's say, some disagreements between the owners and players. But ultimately, business had to win out.
Well, I think with any business, the player, there's going to be a driving force. And in sports, the driving force is the players. So figuring out how to safely and efficiently get them back on the field, keep them safe, and make them comfortable going out there and performing for the audience, that's the key component.
So, it's really kind of an interesting time. How do you see it kind of unfolding? I mean, it is all about safety, Noel, and I just do wonder what you're hearing from some of your clients about their expectations, what they're hearing from their teams, from their managers, from the franchises about, is it really not going to be sports like we're used to until well into 2021?
Well, with at Verdant Pro, which is our athlete and entertainment division, we've had a lot of direct conversations proactively with our clients,
Right.
and there's obviously a lot of trepidation and fear associated with the virus and the ramifications of the virus, keeping your family safe. But it's also about seeing what the answers are from these leagues in terms of how are these athletes going to be kept safe, how are they going to be put back into the practice fields and on the field. Ultimately, in a safe way, what happens if somebody gets sick? How are they going to be looked after? How is their financial well-being going to be considered if they do get sick? And as those answers have come, it's eased some of the tension. The virus isn't going away anytime soon. It's proven that. And the guys understand that, but the question just becomes, how are they going to be treated when it does rear itself?
Well, because and you said it very well, Noel, just a minute or so ago about, ultimately the sports don't happen without the players, and at the same time, the players have a living that they need to make. How does it change the advice that you're giving them, given all of this uncertainty? And I think about baseball, and in part because it is opening day, collective bargaining, that is going to be renegotiated, the collective bargaining agreement next year. A lot of folks looking ahead to that as we look ahead to an NFL season that may or may not happen, or may happen a little bit differently. How does the advice that you're giving your guys change?
Well, during tough times like this, times that are unfamiliar, we fall back onto our foundational beliefs. And education is one of the biggest things that we preach to all of our clients, and making sure that whatever situation they're going to go into, they do it knowledgeably. They look at it from every direction. They ask questions. And players are in a position of power if they are educated on what they're getting into. And I think those two things go hand in hand between just making sure guys know what they're getting into and understanding the position that they're in when they do take the field.
I mean, is it pretty clear? I mean, is it that teams and owners are kind of taking an approach of they want to take care of their players?
They have a mutual, they've got the same ultimate goal. The owners obviously want to run their businesses. They want to get the players back on the field so that they can make money, even if it's going to be a little bit less than it's been in the past. And players want to go out and do what they've been working their whole lives to get to the point of doing again. They don't want to be off the field. They don't want to be looking at a Zoom call and trying to figure out how their teammates are doing. They want to be entertaining. They want to take the country's mind off of all of these things that have been thrown at it over the past several months, and they want to give people a little bit of hope that this country is resilient, sports are resilient, and they want to be a part of the healing process.
Do the short-term or mid-term economics change because of no fans? And how do you counsel your players? What are you hearing from your players and, candidly, from the owners and the management of various sports around how this may change the economics, whether it's salary negotiations and other things that have to do with compensation in the short and mid-term, Noel?
Well, I think that's difficult to predict. Obviously, the most people assume it's going to be less. Again, I think sports are huge business. That's not a rocket scientist statement, but they're also going to be very, very resilient. They're extremely popular prior to this. They're going to be extremely popular in any form that they come back. So the players have to be smart. They have to realize that there is potential for an economic dip, and with certain sports, careers are shorter than others. And an economic dip this year, this might be potentially your last or one of the last years that you're going to get the opportunity to play professionally. So, you know, we preach to our clients, you've got to be responsible, you've got to look long-term and what's in your best interest, even if that might mean, from a health concern, not participating or opting out in some form. You know, that's been a big discussion with a lot of the sports leagues as of late. You know, that's the way you've got to look at it. The ramifications are yet to be determined. It's all speculative, and there's going to be different reasons for arguments on both sides of what that's going to look like right now. But until we know, it's tough to react to from a league standpoint, at least.
All right. Speaking of speculation, I'm going to ask you to speculate on one thing. You played in the NFL. Is there going to be an NFL season this year, you think?
I am extremely optimistic and hopeful, and there's so much willingness on both sides. Players want to play. The owners obviously want to make money, and this country, we need an outlet. Everybody at home, whether they're a fan or not, they want something to watch. And I know that the athletes and the owners out there are fighting like heck against this virus to figure out how to give that to them. So yes, I'm an optimist, and I think it'll happen.
Well, I think the TV contracts hopefully help ensure that, right? A lot of money to be made, as you say, on all sides of this. All right, Nolan Montaigne, thank you so much, director over at Virgin's Capital Management, giving us some nice insights as a former pro athlete and also someone who's talking to pro athletes every day.